From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Attempts to negotiate a truce between Israel and Hamas appear to have failed after the armed wing of Hamas described an Egyptian ceasefire proposal as a surrender. An Israeli was reportedly killed by rocket fire from the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, the country's first fatality since the conflict began last week. Earlier in the day, the Israeli Security Cabinet voted to accept the Egyptian proposal, but with hopes for a ceasefire seemingly shattered at the White House. Spokesman Josh Earnest put the blame firmly on Hamas.
The firing of rockets from Gaza at innocent civilians in Israel is completely unacceptable. And Israel and Israel's leaders are certainly entitled to take the kinds of actions that are necessary to keep their citizens safe.
At least 20 people were killed and 150 injured after a train on the Moscow Underground was derailed from its tracks during the morning rush hour. More than 1,000 people were evacuated from the scene. FSN's Jake Rashbass reports from our Moscow bureau.
Officials are exploring all possible explanations for the crash, but have ruled out a terror attack after a large team of experts found no typical signs of such an attack in their investigation. A spokesman for Russia's investigative committee says it is likely that the accident was caused by some sort of technological fault. Meanwhile, Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin has declared the day after this tragedy to be a day of mourning throughout the city, and has said that those responsible for this incident will be not only fired but severely prosecuted. Jake Rashbass, Moscow.
There's more from Jake on Twitter. You can follow him at Jake Rashbass. 89 people were killed in a suicide bomb attack on a market in Afghanistan. The blast took place in Paktika province in the east of the country. No group has claimed responsibility. Jean-Claude Juncker has been formally voted in as the European Union's next Commission president. The former Prime Minister of Luxembourg was approved for the EU's top job by members of the European Parliament voting in Strasbourg. His election came despite ongoing objections from Eurosceptics, who believe Mr. Juncker will ignore calls for reforms in Brussels. Germany's triumphant World Cup team has been given a hero's welcome by fans in Berlin. Players displayed the World Cup trophy at the city's famed Brandenburg Gate. Paul Hayward, soccer correspondent for Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper, says Germany could dominate world soccer for several years to come.
Spain are no longer the rulers of world football. Germany most certainly are. We've become the first European side to win a World Cup on Latin American turf. But if these players can stay hungry, then Germany can go on and dominate for the next 6 to 10 years.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the organization has a moral duty to help fight Haiti's cholera epidemic. Over 700,000 people have been infected with cholera since 2010, and evidence suggests it was UN peacekeepers who introduced it to the country. From FSN's bureau at the United Nations in New York, William Denzelow reports.
Acknowledging that the epidemic has caused much anger and fear, Ban Ki-moon says he will try and raise $2.2 billion to fight the spread of cholera in Haiti. The UN is facing three lawsuits in connection with the cholera outbreak, but has claimed legal immunity and has rejected claims for compensation. Over 8,500 people have died in the epidemic, with one lawyer for the victims calling the Secretary-General's visit an insult when he refuses to take responsibility for the deaths. William Denslow, New York.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has completed a major cabinet reshuffle, which has been much wider than anticipated. A dozen older male ministers have been ousted, with younger female Conservative members taking up new top jobs. The biggest name change was Foreign Secretary William Hague, who is stepping down at next year's general election. From FSN's London bureau, Natalie Powell has more.
After 26 years as a Member of Parliament, William Hague says he's decided to step down at the next general election and moves to a lower profile role as Commons Leader. Philip Hammond, the UK Defence Secretary, is taking over as Foreign Secretary, while Minister without Portfolio Ken Clark has resigned from the Cabinet after 40 years. The reshuffle is being called the cull of the men in suits, making way for younger female politicians to take up top positions, with Nicky Morgan moving into the role of Education Secretary and 38-year-old Liz Truss becoming Environment Secretary. Natalie Powell, London.
And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.